yesterday. So we saw Machlokes the Rashba and the Ran, a famous Machlokes the Rashba and the Ran. Can there be, seem to argue about whether they can be bialis and Yisrei or not. The Rashba in the Tshuva says pretty clearly there's no bialis and Yisrei or not, and therefore the Rashba learns that that's pshat in the Mishnah of Bava, that if a father was madir b'noi, so la'iras b'noi, the son doesn't yashin, the Rashba takes that pshuta, the son paka doesn't yashin at all, but there can't be bialis and Yisrei or not. And the Rav says, no, the son of Ada Yashins, which just means the son can't be nene from the Nechosim, but of Ada the son Yashins. And they argue how to learn the Sefer, that Mishnah. The Sefer says, Yitim Lemno, Yila Ochiv, Yila Balafe, or Yitim Lemno, Yila Ochivai. The Rav learns it's going on the son. The son owns it, and the son can therefore tell his Balei Chayiv, his friends, that he has these Nechosim that he can't touch, but they're there. And the Rashba learns, there's nothing to do with the son. The son's not a bialim at all. It means the father. The father could tell the son's bialim chayiv, but they could take it. And that we were marech about. But even according to the Rav, that he's not a bialim, fundamentally, you could be a bialim, rather, even according to the Rav, that fundamentally, you could be a bialim on the Yisrei, I know, but nonetheless, there's Yush, based on the Gemara and the Bashar Nisim. He is Nisyayish, but Yish perhaps doesn't go out of his Rishus, so that we were mafalful about. Now, even according to the Shitas, that you could be a Bailam and Yisrei Anah, the Ksois in Simon Tavov, the Ksois is a proponent of the Shita, that I don't think the Ksois doesn't call the Shuvas Rashba, I don't know if he had that Shuvas Rashba, but the Ksois is a proponent of the view that you could be a Bailam and Yisrei Anah. Nonetheless, the Ksois is mashrish, the Ksois stresses that it's not in his rishus. We know there's a concept of rishus that's separate from the concept of shaloi, like the Gemara says in a few places in Meruba and elsewhere, that ganav le misyashu abaylam shnei men yuchayil lakdisha zelef yishayin shaloi v'zelef yishayin rishusay. If a ganav steals something from the baylam, so the Baalim, even though it still belongs to the Baalim, the Shaloi still belongs to the Baalim, but it's not Bishusa, he doesn't have any shlita, he doesn't have any control over it, and since it's not Bishusa, he can't be Makdashit, he can't sell it. But Tzai says that Huadin Yisrei Anah, even though he has Baalim, he has Baalus, the Tzai says that he has Baalus in Yisrei Anah, but nonetheless, it's not in his Rishus. And therefore he can't be Makdashit, Yisrei Anah, and he can't sell Yisrei Anah, because it's not in his Rishus. The Ksois is Medayik in the Loshon of Rashi, there in Baba Kama Menhei, when the Gemara says by Shor Niskel that Mochre Ene Mocher, and Ektishe Ene Kodosh, so Rashi says because it's Ene Vishusa. Rashi in Baba Kama Menhei. So the Ksois is Medayik in that Rashi, you see the Chisor is not that it's not Shaloi. Apparently Rashi holds, the Ksois is Medayik, Rashi holds that it is Shaloi. The Chisor is the reason why it's Mochre Ene Mocher, is because since it's a Shor Niskel, it's also Bahano, so it's not Vishusa. And Vishusa you can't sell. That's what the Ksois is Medayik from Rashi. Then this is there at the Yukum Soisim and Rashi. Because Rashi and Psochim, by the Gemara by Chometz, where the Gemara says that Chometz, Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusa Shalodom, well, maybe we should put that Gemara first. Well, anyway, the Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusa Shalodom, one of them is Chometz B'Pesach, it's not B'Shusa Shalodom, so Rashi says, Einim Shalodom. Hashim Sochem, I think it's where's the Zayim and Beis. What? Bavim and Beis. The Gemara over there by Shpai, when the Gemara says that Chometz, after it's Chalis, or no, it's Eine B'Shusha Shalodom. So Rashi says, what does it mean Eine B'Shusha? It means Eine Shaloi. That Rashi is really faket, that Rashi learns that Yisrei HaNor are not Shaloi. Not just Eine B'Shusha. So Rashi Chakashai, what does Rashi all seem to be a steer in Rashi? On one hand, by Shorin Iskol, Rashi, I would have wanted, if Rashi holds it, not a Bailam and Yisrei HaNor, so by the Gemara, by Mochre and Mochre, I would have wanted Rashi to say that why is the Shor Niskel Ein Mochre? Because not his, Ein Shaloi. There, Rashi stresses Ein B'Shusa. That Taka sounds like the Tzais. On the other hand, in the Gemara by Chometz, where the Gemara Taka says Ein B'Shusa, so Rashi should leave well enough alone. If there, Rashi has to inject Ein Shaloi. That's Taka Mashma. Rashi learns that Yisrael are not Shaloi and not Shaloi at all. So Rashi is trying what exactly Rashi holds. But Akapad, that's the excited of the Tzais. That even if you could be a Baalim and Yisrei HaNah, but it's certainly not Bishusai. Then it's Kamat to Gemara Mufarashis. The Ksai says, the Ksai points out, the Gemara, that Gemara by Chometz, The Gemara says that chametz after it was chal, after it was chal the iser, after it was the shasa iser came, so the Gemara says it can't be mafkered anymore because it's ainav b'shusa. If you learn like the Rashba that isurianah are not shaloh, you don't have a bialis on isurianah, so ainav b'shusa there could mean that it's not shaloh. Like Rashi says, ainav b'shusa sort of says Rashi because it's not shaloh. But if you learn, if you hold like the Ran, let's say, or like the Tzoyis, that you could be a Baal Mani Sereno, but that much is Mefurish in the Gemara, that you can't be Mafgirit because it's Ainu B'Shusay. So Itaka says, if you hold it, you can't be a Baal Mani Sereno like the Rashba, so I don't see anything more in that Gemara than I already knew, that you can't be a Baal Mani Sereno. But if you hold it, it could be a Baal Mani Sereno, nonetheless, the Gemara says, Beferish, that Chometz afterwards, Zikir Shasi Surai, you can't be Mafgirit because it's Ainu B'Shusay. Why is it Ainu B'Shusay? Because it's also Baal. So it's Haka Gemara Mefureshes, that he's Surai, they're not in his reshus, and therefore he can't be mafkir, because to be mafkir is like to be maknish. It needs to be in your reshus. That's b'chal yisoid. That's I think Gemara is mafkir. In order to be mafkir something, it has to be in your reshus. The same yish not. Yish doesn't need to be b'chayim point. Yish does not have to be in my reshus. Every avedo that the fellow that the bialim is yish from, it's not in his reshus because he doesn't know where it is. Yish does not have to be in your reshus. Yish is a passive thing, but to be mafkir something, that already has to be b'shus. That's the verses by chometz. It's ainav b'shus shalom, and therefore you're not. So that's the side of the tzais. That's the side of the tzais that even if you are a bialim on Yisrael, no, it's the tzais holds that you are, but it's still not called b'shus, and you can't be maknit, and you can't be mafkirit, and you can't be makdishit, and so on. By the way, this shaila, can you be a bialim on Yisrael? No, really impinges on how do you understand that Gemara. The Gemara says, Shnei dvarim einoi b'shusay shalonim, b'yasana kosef kilu ein b'shusay. That chametz and Pesach, really it's not in his rishus. But the Torah made it, the kilu, it's in his rishus, in order to be able to be over on the Yisrael b'yirah b'yimatzi. So it says in that Gemara that really chametz and Pesach, you shouldn't be over b'yirah b'yimatzi, because it's einoi b'shusay shalonim. So what does that mean? Oh, that's totally in this machlekes yishayim. If you learn like the Rash, but they're not a bialim on Yisrael, no. So the Gemara means that you're not over by your own, by your matzah. You should not have been. The Torah made it that you are, but by rights you shouldn't have been over by your own, by your matzah, and any chometz because it's not yours. And we know the thing by chometz is that if you don't, that in order to be over by your own, by your matzah, you have to own the chometz. If on the other hand you hold like the Ksois, like the Ran b'Pshutli, at least so far, if you hold like the Ran that you could be a Baal Mani Surya, no. So what does the Gemara mean that chometz and Pesach you really shouldn't be over? Why not? It's mine. Yisrael, no, I could only Yisrael, no. So what does the Gemara mean? That by rights, really, you shouldn't be over by your Abayim Matzah. Because it's Einu B'Shusay Shalom. So what's the Pshara Gemara? The Gemara says that if theoretically, there should not be any such thing as by your Abayim Matzah, because it's Einu B'Shusay Shalom. It's not really in your Rishus. You shouldn't be over. But the Torah says you're over anyway. That's the Chiddush of by your Abayim Matzah. But if not for that Chiddush, I would have said, how could you be over? It's Einu B'Shusay. So again, according to the Rashba, because it's not mine. And according to the tzoyis that it is mine, so why shouldn't I be over by Rabbi Yomotzi if the chametz belongs to me? Because not in my rishus, and that's another thing by chametz, it has to be b'chol gulecha. This chametz has to be this by Rabbi Yomotzi is b'chol gulecha. So it's not in my rishus, I shouldn't be over. What about to be? So the Tzais talks about over there to sell Yisuriyana. He says you can't sell Yisuriyana because it's not in my Rishus, and you can't be Makdish Yisuriyana because it's not in my Rishus, and you can't even be Mafkir Yisuriyana because it's not in your Rishus. What about to acquire Yisuriyana? What about to be Zeiche in Yisuriyana? Yeah. Maybe I have to have a greater amount of Shlita over something to be kind, to be Makdish than to be kind. Maybe to be machne requires more koyach habayil than to be kainah. Maybe not. Maybe it's like no difference. Maybe there's no difference. I'm asking you: could you be according to the size over there in Tavav, right? Doesn't talk about this before. She talks about it elsewhere. He talks about it in the Meshuvah in Simon Samach Vav. Yeah.
Just trying to think by chametz, isn't it an issue with maybe you find Gusli Yafeh and you put it on Pesach? So
But it doesn't say be kind of pesach. It says you'll find a guski off and you won't be mevatlet. But it was ready yours. It's not a perishing gemara. Can you acquire chametz on pesach? Not a perishing gemara. So the Ksoi says in the Meshavah in Simach Samach Vav, in the back of the Ksoi, they have the Meshavah and the Sivas, where he answers up the Hasadah from the Sivas. So he quotes a Rivosh. The Rivosh in Simach Tav Aleph says, Mamish this halach, this case, that a person could acquire, you picked up Chometz and Pesach, then you acquire it in your Eivor by Rabbi Yimotze. So the Ksoi says, he sees that the Rivosh holds that even though he's Surya, not in your Rishus, and you can't be machnin them, but you could be. There are enough in your Rishus that you could be kind of them. Now, we'll see in a minute whether there is really such a Rivosh or not. Yeah. Yeah, the Rambam says you could buy Chametz and Pesach. Emes, the Rambam says you could buy Chametz and Pesach and you're Rabbi Yimotzi. I don't think the Mishnah brings it. They point out the Rambam Taka says you could buy Chametz and Pesach. You see also that the Rambam holds you could put it into your Rishus. So the Tzai says that you see from that Rivosh, it's a famous Rivosh, Shita Rivosh. That you could, even though you can't be machne, that's the perishing gemara. You can't be machne chametz and pesach. Obviously, you can't be machne it, but you could be kind of chametz and pesach. So that's the tzais, because something with not in my rishus. The nesivus over there. That's why the mishayev nesivus, because the nesivus over there in a different context said that it's a double posture. The same way you can't be machne something that's not in your rishus, you can't be kind of something that's not in your rishus. So that's the tzais. I'll show you that's not true. Why you can't be machne chametz on Pesach? That's the Gemara. You can't be mafkir once it's Yisur Hanok, it's not Rishosoy. But the Rivosh said that you could be kainit. So you see that to be kainit is easier than to be machne. And even something that's Haini Rishosoy, you can't be machne, but you could be kainit.
Every time you quote something, you quote something which is not in your
Rishosoy.
Isn't every time you quote something, you quote something which is not in your
Rishosoy? No, every time you quote it, it's not in your Rishosoy, but it's going to be in your Rishosoy after the Kinyan. That's what it means. Here, even after the Kinyan, it's not going to be in your Rishosoy. But the svara to say that you can't do it is because the definition of a kinyan is achnasa l'shusa, and by yisurei no, you can't be machnas at l'shusa because also by no. Right. So the tzai says, you see in the Rivosh that it's not so. That you could be kind of.
Have the other person
be what?
Have the other person be
machnas
to you.
Okay.
It's talking about chametz hefker, chametz of hefker. You have chametz in the street, and you were. You were kind. So the Rivosh says you could be kind. So the raid is that it's a machleiran is chaylik on this Rivosh. We'll see in a second. The whole thing's not so clear, but the raid is that the ran is chaylik on the Rivosh, and the ran holds that that since I'm, that Yisrael knows since they're not on your shush, you can't be kind to them either. What's the ran? The Ran is talking about the following. The Ran is in Avodah Zorah Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says like this. We know the halacha is that Avodah Zorah of a guy, I don't know, it's like a. Yeah, anyway, no apologies. It's a lecture, so fine. The halacha is that Avodah Zorah of a guy could be has bitul. The guy could be mevatel. Once it's a Gilead Yisrael, Avodah Zorah of Yisrael has no bittul. It's also a lomis. So the Gemara says, Perish Gemara, that if you have Avodah Zorah of a guy and a Jew picked it up and it was kainit, so then it becomes you can't be mevatlet anymore. That's a Gemara refresh. That if a Jew picks up Avodah Zorah of a guy, he's kainit. I never really understood that Gemara because the guy doesn't want to be machnit him. Like, how are you kainit? Who was, like, why is it hefker that you could be kainit? Any idea, but as I state the Gemara, that's a side problem. But the Gemara says the first that if a Jew picks up Avodah Zorah of a guy, so he's kainit, and it's ain't like, and it becomes Avodah Zorah shel Yisrael, it's ain't like bittul. So the Ran asks, how could a Jew be kainit? It's also bano. Says the Ran. That since the moment before he picked it up, it had bittul. It was also about then too, but at least it had bittul. So apparently, if it has bittul, it is something that could be you can make a kinyan on. Since the moment before you picked it up, it had bittul. So therefore, even though the minute he picks it up, it no longer has bittul, but you could already make a kinyan on it. Ad kam devera. We'll see the Ran inside in a minute. If Russell brought a Ran of his art. I don't know if he did. Oh well. Anyway, well, maybe I haven't. I did copy some things. Or maybe not. So the raid goes. What's the Ran's kasha in the first place? The Ran is the one who holds it. He could be a Bailam and Isra, I know. So it's like, what was bothering the Ran? What was bothering the Ran altogether? The Ran holds it. He could be a Bailam and Isra, I know. So what's the Ran's problem? So apparently the Ran was bothered. Yes, he could be a Bailam and Isra, I know, but it's not in Yerushus. That's a Gemara Mefresh. So this is Ratzin Gemara Mefresh. It's not in Yerushus. And the Ran held it since it's not in Yerushus. So the same way you can't be Maknit, you can't be Koinit either. Not like whom? Not like the Rivosh. So Mela, that's the way, standard rate. So Machalik is the Ran and the Rivosh. The Rivosh holds that even though Yisurah are not in Yerushus, you could be kind of them. And the Ran holds that Yisurah, no, since they're not in Yerushus, not only can you not be mocking them, you can't be kind of them either. And therefore the Ran was bothered. How could you be kind of Abayit Zorah? And the Ran said, that's a special thing, because the minute before you picked it up, it was able to have Bittul, and therefore it was able to be in Yerushus. So therefore the minute you pick it up, you're able to make the Kenyan, even though now the Mice is not going to be in Yerushus. Now it's going to be also about, no, without a Bittul. Ad kan the Ray. The emes is, though, it bothered me very much. Is that really pshat on the Ran? First of all, the lashon of the Ran is not mashma that his issue is an issue of rishus. The lashon of the Ran, which I don't have in front of me. Anybody remember the lashon of the Ran? Maybe I don't know, I'm not verbatim, but somebody remember what how the Ran poses the problem. The Ran of Arizona, you know. What? Didn't mom. The Ran says, "How could you be kind of? How can you be kind of it? Or it's Yisrael, no, and it doesn't have a din moment. I don't hear there the words of Einav Shusay. That's not language of Einav Shusay. It's only din moment. That sounds like something much more deep, something much more fundamental, and just not being a Meir Shus, not being a Meir Shus, not a din moment." A ganav, you know, some a chayfus that was stolen is sitting by the ganav. So the bialim can't be machtus because not an erishus because it doesn't have a din moment. It has a din moment, but it's not a erishus. So the Ran says Yisrael knows something. So the Ran's issue seems to be something more fundamental. There's no din. Yisrael don't have a din moment. That's question number one. I mean, objection number one to this standard pshat in the Ran. Secondly, if the Ran's issue was that it's not in my Yisrael, no, it can't be in my Rishus. No, I can't, they're not in my Rishus. And therefore his question was, well, how can you make a Kinyan on Yisrael? No, because it's not going to be in my Rishus. So what's his teretz? A minute before I picked it up, a minute before I picked it up, it had Bittul. So it would have been in my Rishus. So what did you gain? The whole problem is that in order to make a Kinyan, you have to be machzen into your Rishus. That's it. So what does it help? A minute before I made the kinyan, it had bittul. It wasn't in my rishus then either. Like you said before, the avod zara before I pick it up is for sure not in my rishus. Say every time I make a kinyan on something, it's not in my rishus. But the whole point is, but then I pick it up and I put it into my rishus. But this avod zara is never going to go into my rishus. Before I pick it up, it was for sure not in my rishus. After I pick it up, it's going to be only bittul. It's not going to go into my rishus. So what did the Ran gain? Like the whole svar of the Ran doesn't seem to make any sense.
So how do you let him make something
avodah zara?
Isn't that also?
No, it's avodah zara always. But when the Jew picks it up, it loses the possibility of bittul. Now he's just to be ma'abed. What's called ma'abed is not avodah zara of Yisrael. So it could be ma'abed, then he could use it. The minute a Jew picks it up, it becomes avodah zara shel Yisrael. And at that point, it loses the possibility of bittul, and all you could do is be ma'abed. You didn't make it avodah zara. It's avodah zara from before.
You're making a difference.
No, I don't know if it's not making it more clear. You're just taking away the possibility of bittul, because goyish of a zara has the possibility. A Jew can't be mavatal of a zara even by a goy, but a goyish of a zara, goyim could be mavatal. Once it's yiddish of a zara, it goes into the yiddish rules and there's no bittul. So it seems to me that the Ran is not saying, the Ran is not discussing the problem of Einu Rishus. The Ran is talking saying a word in Bailus. Or the Ran is talking saying something more fundamental. The Ran's problem was that Avodah Zarah, Yisurei Hanoah, don't have a din moment. Kipshutoi, it's not, it doesn't have a din moment, meaning it's not momentous. It has no Shavius, it's also Hanoah. And therefore, since it doesn't have a din moment, it's mufka from being able to be kind. You can't be kind of something that's not moment. It's like being kind of, I don't know, the clouds. It doesn't have a din moment. It's nothing, there's nothing there to make a kinyan on. Maybe there's nothing even there to be a bailam on. But a kapanim, a kinyan for sure you can't make. You can only make a kinyan on something that's moment. Yep, stomach, mistamah, that by the same token, you can't be a bailam on it. But so I think it's Dibbe Aran Borum Halalu, that the Ran is saying, he says Beferish, that the problem in Avodah Zarah, the problem in Kain Avodah Zarah is not that it's Einu Bishusoi. The problem in Kain Avodah Zarah that it's Yisuri Hanoah, and Yisuri Hanoah don't have a din moment. It means they're mufka from being considered an item of commerce, an item of Shabbos in which you can have Bailus and Kinyonim. It's the Ran holds, it has to, in order to have all of those things, it has to have a din moment, and Yisuri Hanoah don't have a din moment. So how can you be claiming something that doesn't have a din moment? It's a din in the cheft. The cheft itself is mufka from kinyon. To which the Ran answers, and this is already something that now already does make sense. The Ran answers, we've been down in the cheft. The problem is in the cheft. The cheft of Avodah Zarah is mufka from kinyon. It's mufka from din moment. So how can you make a kinyon on something that's, you have to look at it as nothing. It's just ashes. So how can you make a kinyon on it? Say, well, no, because when you're making the kinyan on it, it still had bittul. Close matter, it has bittul, so that has a din moment. Because right now it's also, but avada, you know, somebody will come, you could be mevatel. It has a way of heter, has an oifen of heter. So mele, it has a din moment. So yes, it's true. After he'll make the kinyan on it, and because he'll make the kinyan on it, it'll lose the possibility of bittul, and then it'll lose its din moment. But that already you could do. You can make a kinyan on something that right now has a din moment. Hagam that through the kinyan, it's going to lose its din moment, and that's not a problem. What? So, but if that's the case, the Chorit says in this Ran that the Ran really holds that Avodah Zarah, that Yisurei Hanoah have no din moment. It's a new term over here. They have no din moment, and therefore you can't make kinyonim on them. And I assume that if you can't make kinyonim on them, you can't be a bialim on them either. Maybe it's a makom lachal, but b'shut you can't be a bialim on them either. But how do we reconcile that Ran with the Rans that we saw up to now? We've seen the Ran was the Baal HaShita that you could be a bialim on Yisurei Hanoah. By Madaris Nechosov, or by Av was Madaris Benoy. So there we saw the Ran holds that you could be a Bailam on Yisurei Hanoah. Well, that was the Machlokes the Ran and the Rashba. The Rashba says you can't be a Bailam on Yisurei Hanoah, and therefore Av Madaris Benoy lo Yirish Benoy. And the Ran said you could Yashin, the son could Yashin, he won't be Nene, but he could Yashin, you could be a Bailam on Yisurei Hanoah. Now I have a new Ran who says that Yisurei Hanoah have no din moment, and you can't make a kinyan on it. So if it has no din moment to make a kinyan on it, so the Chayr, it has no din moment to be a Bailam, it has no din moment to be Yashin. So why isn't it a steer in the Ran?
Isn't there a difference between things that are fundamentally
Surah?
Or
I think the answer is posit that because the Ran is coming at it from the concept of din moment, he's saying something which is also about Noah is mufka, but the Cheftza doesn't have a din moment. The Cheftz is mufka from having a din moment. It's not an item of momentous that you can make kinyonim on. So that's only true in regard to something that's also ban olach ha'la'ilum, like Avodah Zarah. But by something which I was madir hanov from, the father was madir hanov from the son of these nechassim. The nechassim don't have a din moment. Avada the nechassim have a din moment. This son can't be nene, but the ha'la'ilum, everybody else in the world could be nene. So the Cheftz, the thing itself, the thing in itself, use the Kantian term. The thing in itself, Avada has a din moment. It's a pasha chiluk. Either Rashba holds that you can't be a bialim on Yisurei Hanoah. This is what I want to get to. I think there is a machlekes here, the Rashba and the Rabbi, but I don't think it's the machlekes that everybody ascribes to them. You know, everybody's the standard nusach is there's a machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, can you be a bialim on Yisurei Hanoah? That's how it says in, you know, I'm sure if you Google Chalukas the Rashi and the Ran, can you be a Bailam and Yisrael? No. Or you go to Yitzhak Chokhmah, you'll find a lot of, that's the Nusach. I think it's not true. I think the Rashi and the Ran both agree that you cannot be a Bailam and Yisrael. No. But there is a machlekes here between the Rashba and the Ran. There is a basic machlekes here between the Rashba and the Ran. But the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, is not whether you can be a Baal Minu Sarana. They both agree that you can't. It's not like it says. But I think the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, is why can't you be a Baal Minu Sarana? The Ran holds you can't be a Baal Minu Sarana because the Sarana, Be'etzem, the thing itself, doesn't have a din moment. A dover her osir ba'ano is mufka from a din moment. Doesn't have a din moment. So mail, it's an item that's not which is not subject to kinyon. It's not subject to bilus. It's zero. Says the Ran, if that's the case, that doesn't apply by nedarim. Something that I was madin neder from, that I was neder hano from, something that I was neder hano from, doesn't lose its din moment. I can't be neder, but other people could be neder. But it has a din moment. It's not like a vodizora. Vodizora has no din moment. Mashenkin, the Rashba learns that you know why you can't be a bilum on Isirano? Not because the Isirano don't have a din moment. But why? Somebody tell me. Not because it lacks in the din moment of the Chetza. But because it lacks in what? In bilus. That bilus means something from which I can derive some benefit. And if I can't derive any benefit from it, then I can't be a Bailam. The act of being a, if you can call that an act, the act of being a Bailam, or the state of being a Bailam, implies that I have some access to the Chayfetz. A Chayfetz to which I have no access because it's Usur Bahanot to me, is I can't be a Bailam on it because my Bailus is meaningless. Ran in the Dorim. The Ran in the Dorim says the Ran in the Dorim doesn't say why I could yash, why the son could yash. He just takes it for granted that he could yash. You're saying maybe the son could yashin, the same way the Ran told Kain Avodah Zarah that you could be Kain Avodah Zarah because the minute before you were Kain it had a din moment. So the son could yashin because the minute before he yashin it had a din moment. I suppose so, but I mean, once we're talking about din moment, I think it's very self-evident that we don't need that. Avodah has a din moment because why shouldn't it have a din moment? It's not something that's what? Maybe the Ran agrees it doesn't have a din moment in Lagabe him. Ran just holds that since the minute before he yashin, it had a din moment Lagabe him. I mean, whatever, it had a din moment. But I don't. If there's such a concept of having a din moment Lagabe me, then I don't even know by Avodah Zarah what do you gain by before you picked it up, it had a din moment. But it never has a din moment Lagabe him. I'm not saying it's impossible, but about it's more easy. The path of least resistance is that Lefi the Ran, it's totally in din moment, and Avodah Zarah doesn't have a din moment. That's what he says. That I understand. Avodah Zarah has no din moment. Chometz probably has no din moment because it's also Chalaylam. But and that's the Ran's question: so how could you be kind of Chometz? How could you be kind of Avodah Zarah? It has no din moment. Says the Ran, right? So you could be kind of it because a minute before you picked it up, it had a din moment. So it's something that's amenable to a Kenyan. Yeah, of course. Now it loses din moment after you kind of. It's in a Chirami. And that's nothing to do with Nadar. But the Rashba holds that the Rashba agrees you can't be a Baal Minu Sarana, but for a different reason altogether. The Rashba holds you can't be a Baal Minu Sarana because it lacks in the Lachem. It's not mine, because I can't be Nana from it, says the Rashba. So that's by Nadarim too. So the Rashba Taka also, Yerush Benoit, the son can't Yashin, because what kind of Baalus is that? Right. Chometz and Pesach, a guy could have a no, so maybe he should have a din moment. I'm not sure that a guy can't have a no from Avodah Zarah also, for that matter. I mean, if already we're asking, I don't know, is a guy also by no in Avodah Zarah? He's not allowed to worship it, but he's also by no. I don't know. But Chometz and Pesach, say, maybe Chometz and Pesach does have a din moment. I mean, that's not a kasha. Maybe in a chanami, maybe the Ran wasn't talking about, maybe we'll say Chometz and Pesach, maybe is you could own according to the Ran. The Ran was only talking about his own. Maybe Chometz and Pesach, the Ran would hold that it has a din moment. I suspect that it's not the way, but what would be shver? Maybe the Ran agrees by Chometz and Pesach that it has a din moment and you could own it. It's not b'shusay, and they'll learn like the tzoy, so it's any b'shusay. Oh, the Ran Taka says that. The Ran says that Yotze Mikan, you can be Koine Chametz and Pesach. Why? But it didn't have the moment before you picked it up.
Because
after Pesach will be. Oh, because. So it has the moment because after Pesach. Why didn't he say it has the moment because going could be then? Oh, you're right. So he's talking Chametz. Why didn't he say it has the moment clap be going? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's not enough. By Stoys, that's not enough. Ain't going to my midly. It's not enough. The potential for Bitzel is enough. Like right before you come in. You're talking Chometz or Avodah Zarah? No, Avodah Zarah. No, the Ran says it is. That's what the Ran says. The Ran said the reason why you could be kind of Avodah Zarah is because the second before you picked it up, it had a potential for Bitzel, so therefore that's enough to give it a Din Mamet. And that's why it has a Din Mamet. You could be kind of. Now it loses Din Mamet, but okay, but I was ready kind of. It became now, but it's not actually strong. I think this is Dov Emes. I think this is very, very, very clear. It's that the Ranuels. It comes out, we resort to a Dov Echadosh, we have a Numa Chalik between the Rashba and the Ra. It's not the classic, not the way it's normally said. The Rash and the Ra both agree that it can't be a Bailam and Yisrael, no, but for different reasons entirely. Oh, so now there's Chayr, there's Shaila. If that's the case, so according to the Rashba, so this comes out like this, that according to the Rashba, that you can't be a Bailam and Yisrael, no, not like the Rashba, the Ran. The Ran knows you can't be Kain Yisrael, no, because it doesn't have a Din Mamun. So what about Avodah Zarah? So the Ran has an Eitzah. The minute before I picked it up, I had a Din Mamun. We're saying, but that's not like the Rashba. The Rashba holds that the reason why you can't be a Bailam and Yisrael, no, it's not because it doesn't have a Din Mamun. Something which Shem Doidra had no from has a Din Mamun. The reason why it can't be a Bailam and Yisrael, no, according to the Rashba, because it lacks in my Bailus. The Bailus itself, the state of ownership, requires that I be able to have to derive some benefit from it. Something that I can't derive any benefit from it, that's Mavkiya, my Bailus. So how is the Rashba going to explain how you can be Kain of a Dazar? The same word that the Ran is addressing. How could you be kind of a Zara? It's not in your. It's not in my. How could you be kind of a Zara? It's the Hasabana. So the Ran's answer was, yeah, but a minute, but the second before I picked it up, it had a Din Mamun. So maybe let's call them making a Kenyan something that has a Din Mamun. Will the Ran's answer work for the Rashba? Because the Ran's solution, how can you be kind of a desire? Says the Ran, because the minute before I picked it up, but it had Shabbos, it had a Din Mamun. So I'm making a Kenyan in something that has a Din Mamun. But let me the Rashba, the problem with being a Bailam and a Yisrael, I know, is not because it doesn't have a Din Mamun. The problem is that my relationship of Bailus assumes that I can get some Anor from it. If I can't get any Anor from it, then I don't have a relationship of Bailus. That's not called being a Bailam. According to the Rashba, is the Ran's solution available? No. Why not?
Because
what kind of, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be a Bailam to this Avodah Zarah. To be a Bailam means that you can be Nana. From this Avodah Zarah, am I ever going to be able to be Nana? Absolutely not. The minute I'm going to become a Bailam, it's going to have no Bittul and it'll be also Elamas. So I can never be a Bailam. How can I be a Bailam to this Avodah Zarah?
Couldn't you say just like by the Ran, it could be Bittul, so you could be Bittul and then you could be Anah?
No, but see, it's the feet of Ran were being down in the Chefza. There's a lot of difference here. Lafi the Ran would be down in that the problem with the Avodah Zarah, with being a Bailam of the Avodah Zarah, is it's a problem the Chefts of the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah itself is not a thing in which you can make Kinyon because it has no Din Mamun. So something that has no Din Mamun, it's like smoke and mirrors. It doesn't have any, there's nothing substantial in Mamunus over there. It doesn't have a Din Mamun. It's not Mamunus. It's a ghost. So you can't be kind of it. Says the Ran. But meanwhile, right now it is. Right now it's flesh and blood. It has bittul. It has a din moment. Of course, after I claim it, but it's the thing. Right now it's a thing. I could be claiming it has a din moment. But the feed the Rashba, the problem with being a Bailam in Yisrael, I know, is not in the chefs of the thing itself that it has no din moment. The problem is in the definition of Bailus. Bailus, by definition, means that I'm going to be able to use it. If I'm not going to be able to use it, then that's not a Bailus. So how do I become a Bailam on this Avodah Zarah? I'm never going to be able to use it. By definition, I'm never before. I'm kind of. I'm not a bialim. Of course, right now it has bittul, and right now it's mutar b'ano. But right now I'm not a bialim. I want to become a bialim. Becoming a bialim, by definition, means that I'm going to be able to be nana from it. I'm not going to be able to be nana from this avodah zarah. So how do I become an? How can I become a bialim to the avodah zarah? To me, it seems self evident that the Ran's teretz are not available to the Rashba. And this is also no rachodesh, because again, the rate is that the Rashba is no bialim and isurei noah, and how can you be kind of a tabashal of a zara? Oh, that's a ran, because before you picked it up, it would have had bittel. I think it's klepsichnish. The Ran's teretz is very nice in the world of the Ran, but it doesn't work for the Rashba.
You didn't maybe say that it was sequential, that like first you're koneh, and then the reason why the Rashba holds it
definitely,
because now I can't get anything from it.
So there is never a moment where I can be nana from the avodah zarah.
In its current state, it was something. Like for Yerusha, for example, the point is you got it, then you lose it, so you don't have it. And over here...
Well, I forget, the Rashba holds you never Yashin. It remains the father's. Not that the son Yashin, and then it becomes Hefka. The Rashba holds the son never Yashin, so it remains the father's. Because you can't... There's no such thing as becoming a Bailam and something that you're also an Otto. So how can you become... Maybe you forget, that brings out the point. Right? By Yerusha, we don't say the son Yashin, and then it becomes Hefka. The Rashba's a parish. It belongs to the father still. I mean, that's true. I'm sorry, that's not right, because the Ran, we're talking there, the father is. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it does become Hefka. The Rashba, that the Mishnah says that the father could give it to the friends and the Balei Chayvos, and the father's still alive. So it shouldn't happen yet. It may not be true. Maybe if the Rashba just goes out Lehefka. You have to check in the Lashon of the Rashba. I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't know if there's Echray in that. But as far, it seems to me, nonetheless, true. That lefi the Rashba, you can't say if to be a bialim means to be mutar b'hano on something, to have some kind of axis of hano, and in this avodah zarah I'm never going to have that, so then I can't become a bialim to the avodah zarah. So how do you explain the gemara by avodah zarah? But the emes is, it's not a kash at all. I mean, it is a good kash, but it's such a good. But the Rashba himself says a teretz to this kash. Have you been aware? This is also a marim. I don't know if people are caught up with all the marim mukaymas, because I gave an unusually lot of marim mukaymas. I mean, not as much as some people give, but for me it was a lot. So anybody know? The Rashba himself discusses how you could be kind of a desire. Anybody know where?
The tshuva.
In the tshuva. The other tshuva. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. It took me a long time to track this. I knew there's such a tshuva, but it took me a long time to find it. The Rashba says, still not chometz. And he says, maybe you should, I was talking about being kind of chametz on Pesach. So the Rashba says, maybe you should say, Shasrasi atar bano I efsha liskeis boy. If ain't any kair be chametz shel Yisrael. The shalom there was about, you know, somebody was wanted to be kind of chametz. A guy gave chametz to Jew on Pesach. So he said, maybe you can't be kind of, because it's also bano. Says the Rashba, lohi, it's not true. The chal shiroitza liskeis boy. Afal pishu also bano. Zocha boy le oser behanoa le oilom vilava boy kechemsoi. If he wants to be zoich in the chametz, hagametz oser behanoa, he's zoich in it le inyan le oser behanoa le oilom, that it should be chametz shalom pesach. Vilava boy kechemsoi, and to be over by your body motzei, who ke inyan shomu bava de zora. Shafel bisha asur behanoa, vi efshe liskeis bo, even though it's oser behanoa, and you can't be zoich in it. Since you want to be zoich in it, avoid a zor the Yisrael kari boy. I call it avoid a zor shel Yisrael. Actually, you vatal goy, actually be Yisrael liskeis boy. Yeah, therefore, guys, to be vatal before you pick it up. It's perish in the Rashba. The Rashba is you taka can't be kind of a zor because it's also awesome, you can't be kind of it. But it's a chinish din that even though you can't be kind of it, but I think it's like the Gemara by Shnei Dvarim and Mishushu Shalom. We asana kosa kila and Mishushu. You really, you can't be a Balaam and Yisrael altogether. But the Torah said Chometz and Pesach in Bal Yerol Bal Yomotzei. The Torah said it is in your Shus. Agam really shouldn't be able to be in your Shus. That's a Chiddush Din. The Lavrol of Bal Yerol Bal Yomotzei. It could be in your Shus. So the Rashba says, and he says the same thing by Avodah Zarah. He says that the Gemara says Beferish you could be kind of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say anywhere you could be kind of Chometz, but it says Beferish you could be kind of Avodah Zarah. How could you be kind of Avodah Zarah? It's Yisuri Hanah. So he says in the Chanami. You can't be kind of a Zohar, ordinarily speaking. But nonetheless, culture died to Liskeis Bo, but since you want to be kind of it, technically speaking, you can't. But you're going through the motions of being kind of it. So I've a Zohar to Yisrael, Kari, but it becomes a Zohar to Yisrael. After all, every of a Zohar to Yisrael is really not really his. The same thing as chometz. Every avodah zarah shel Yisrael, if the Rashba, is not really his because he can't be a balam of Yisrael. No, so what does it even mean to be avodah zarah shel Yisrael? So you have to say that's the gzeres hakosuv. That avodah zarah shel, technically speaking, is not really a bialus, but it's enough that it's called avodah zarah shel Yisrael. It's not a full-fledged bialus in the regular sense because Taka can't be a bialus in Yisrael. No, it's not a relationship of bialus. But le'inyan, that it should be called avodah zarah shel Yisrael. That's a chiddush in the Torah. The Torah is mechadish, that's called avodah zarah shel Yisrael. So if you pick up avodah zarah of a guy, real bialus, you can't have in it. You can't have any way of avodah bialus in avodah zarah. But you could have the kind, the enough bialus to make it, give it a title of avodah zarah shel Yisrael. Says the Rashba, kachlein chometz. Chometz, you can't really be a bialim on chometz. But the Torah said, le'inyan b'yiroi b'yimatzi yikud. Le'inyan l'abarol, shnei dorim eina b'shushi shel adam, which according to the Rashba means it's not yours. V'yasana kosov, kilein b'shushi. So just like if you already own the chometz, the Torah really should go out of your shush. You should become no longer a bialim. But the Torah is mechadish that it's yours, le'inyan b'yiroi b'yimatzi. So if you pick it up, it becomes yours, le'inyan b'yiroi b'yimatzi. Because Beferish and Rashba, by the way, the Ritva there in Avodah Zarah, Mem Gimel, when he also talks about how can you be Zoyche in Avodah Zarah, how can you be Zoyche in Avodah Zarah, so the Ritva says, it's very Makatzer, but the Ritva says, the Ritva basically says this word of the Rashba. That it's, but the Rashba says it much more first. You could read the Ritva and not realize what he's saying. But once you see the Rashba, you see that's what the Ritva is saying also. But at the point of it's a Rashba, I think it's the Rashba that she tells it. The Rashba and the Ran over here, Lushitosa. The Ran understands that the problem with being kind of a desire, with being kind of a is that it doesn't have a din mammon. So first of all, he holds by the Dharm, it's altogether not negated. That's why by the Dharm, the Ran holds, you could be kind of, the son could be ashen, something that is Buddha Ranon. Because it has a din mammon. It's also to him, but it's Mutul Chalal, so it has the din mammon. So therefore, the Ran holds that the Ran says, how could you be kind of a desire? Just because it has a din moment. The minute before I picked it up, it had a din moment. So I'm being kind of an item that the chepse has a din moment. I have to be kind of it won't. But right now, it's a din moment. I can make it. It's cool that I'm doing making a kinyan and something that has a din moment. That's the Ran. The Rashba holds that the Rashba holds you can't be a bialim in Yisrael. No, not because it doesn't have a din moment. Because your relationship to the thing is not called a relationship of bialus if you can't be nene from it. Even by Nidorim, where to the whole world it has a din moment. But your relationship is not a relationship of bialus. So and that's not called being a bialim. So the Rashba Taka asks, how could you be kind of chometz on Pesach? How could you be kind of a dezar? How could you be kind of a dezar? Your relationship to it is never going to be a relationship of violence. The Rashba Lushitosi has to give a different answer, and he gives a different answer. And he says, in Echanan, it's exeris hakosuf. In your lavrol, if you could become a, there's a chiddush dimla. In your lavrol, if you could have a kind of quasi bialus lavrol, a lavrol for bialus by motzei and for it should be called a dezar shel Yisrael. But real bialus in the normal sense of the word Yitaki can't have. Yeah, it's a good question. Why does it say Shnei Dvarim Einei B'Shul Shishol Adam? It should say Shleisha Dvarim Einei B'Shul Shishol Adam V'Ashlan HaKlasa Tila Einei B'Shul Shai Avad Azari Shal Yisrael Le'in that it has no Bittul. What? Well, there is a possibility that Avad Azari Shal Yisrael has no Bittul. I mean, it is learned out from Drashas. So why don't you say that that's also Ashlan HaKlasa? Wait, what are you there? It's Har Al-Har, what?
Say two types of things. Saying Bor is very different.
Maybe it's only talking about things with asana kosuf kilin b'shusay le'inyan chiyuvim. You know, for chomus you get a chiyuv, and for bor you have a chiyuv. And avodah zarah is not le'inyan chiyuvim. It's not like you owe anything if you own avodah zarah. Just that it has no bittul. So maybe it's just not like the others. But that says in the Rashba, it's still like it. It is really the principle is the same. But maybe the Mara is just talking about things that are negate to chiyuvim. No, but it precipitates a chiyuv. You become chayim in the zaken, and chometz you become chayim by your by matzah. Yeah, but azar you're not chayim in anything. It just has no bittul. I mean, you're chayim in ibud. You're always chayim in ibud of azar. But even, but the din that it has no bittul is not a. It's not like some chiyuv that I you know.
Right. So I hear that in chometz, but Bor could very well be there for 100 years with a chiyuv, just like a bazar in your possession.
Yeah, but it's eventually negated to a chiyuv. I saw a kasekim b'shusil inyan that you're chayim olaf.
Can you say the same thing about
Avodah Zarah then?
That
what chiyuv?
Isn't there a loya? Isn't that included?
No, there's a mitzvah to be ma'abed Avodah Zarah.
But
I don't, I'm not. There's no isser of Avodah Zarah to pick up the Avodah Zarah, and if it comes Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, you have to be ma'abed it. Well, you always had to be ma'abed it. Before you picked it up, you always had to. In Eretz Yisrael, you always have to be ma'abed Avodah Zarah. I don't think that's. It's not a chiyuv that you get by being kind of avodah zarah. It's like I mean, there's an issur to be nanif from avodah zara leid b'kriyot chamumah. He's not going to be nanif from it. He's going to be ma'abedit. If a Jew takes avodah zara shel goy and he picks it up and he's kain it and he's ma'abedit, I don't think he violates any issur. The rules changed. Before he picked it up, he could have gotten the goy to be mevatel. Then he could have taken it home and put, you know, put it up with his bricklayer. But now that he picked it up, now he can't. It's too late. When they conquered Eretz Yisrael, that's what happened. Every avodah zara they encountered became avodah zara shel Yisrael. They had to destroy it. But I don't think there's an issur. There's no chiyuv that's precipitated. What?
Like it's a fake onion that's like enough to be give it the din of like you can put what is our shell Israel, now they could actually be calling it out.
I guess I'm sorry, so say that again.
Like we saw that Rishlakish and Babakama, that like even before Yeish, like the fake sale,
right? We'll see. Rish Lakish is going to talk about when we get to Tysus. I think Rish Lakish is more to it just being a fake. Okay, what time is it? Okay, so if we want to sum up the sheet, this comes out now. Turns out we have three sheetas. Lagabe ownership and the bialis and Yisurena. We thought always there's a machaikis, two sheetas. You could or you couldn't. Comes out now, there's three sheetas. There's one sheet which is the Rashba, you can't be a bialim and Yisurena. It's halach in the bialis, lax in the bialis. We have a sheet of Haran, they can't be a bialim and Yisurena because it has no din moment. Then we have the sheet of the tzais, that you could be a bialim and Yisurena. The tzais is miyachas at the Rashi, it's not so clear to Rashi also. But Akapadim, the Shita Saksai says that you could be a Baal Nisrael, but it's anxiously. There are Rishonim hold you could be a Baal Nisrael, and also the Ritva in the Sukkah Lamed Hey, just to know, we're not going to do it. But the Ritva, you should know that it's not only the Tzais, the Ritva in Sukkah Lamed Hey also holds that you could be a Baal Nisrael.
How are you
going to
learn?
He holds it as Lachem even.
How are you going to learn the rule of an Iran Dachas that Rashi says it's going to be, it's not a Shir, it's going to be burnt? You have to be between it right now. Should that, like, one day you have to burn?
Okay, what do you ask me?
It says in the Mishnah in Yudah Bavadu, if you have a lulav from the Yerni Dachas, since the site which you're going to burn it, there is no shear, so you're not.
So why doesn't it lack in Lechem, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you own it right now. True, you have to burn it later.
Maybe Shayim Taka talk about it. Maybe it's going to get to not only the first day. First day, maybe Taka lacks in Lechem, but you need to see Mechtas for the other days.
But it is yours. You just have to burn it at some point.
I'm not following what you asked me.
Meaning, you said there's no shear to it. That's Rashi. No shear. There is shear. You have it right now. True, you have a mitzvah later to burn it.
No, Tusim Echta Shear means that since you have a mitzvah to burn it, so maybe I look at it as Kilo, it's already Sarif now. A shear that you're Mechuyav to Mimba'abed is not a shear. I mean, that has to look to Tusim Echta Shear. That's altogether. That's for sure not our time. What?
So to all of us, Rashi, you have a mitzvah to
Mimba'abed. So all of us. So I have no shear, but we're not talking shear. That's not a halakhan bialis altogether. It's even Yom Tushain, we don't need to be a bialim. Tusim Echtas Shir just has to do with the Shir. It doesn't have a Shir Gimel Tvach because it's Tusim Echtas. It's nothing to do with violence. It could be Yom Tosheini when you don't need to be violent. Okay, should we make a start on Tosis? Or wait for I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll do the Tosis. I think we'll just do it in one. We should be able to do it in one day. And the bottom Tosis, just thinking at the bottom Tosis, we talked about a lot at the beginning of the pair. So I don't plan to spend a lot of time on the bottom Tosis. Then we'll go beyond that. Then we'll go back there. Just keep the same, will you? Yeah, a lot of things going on here. Okay.